This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 226 people in Wisconsin have come down with whooping cough. Public health officials tell the Journal Sentinel that's a big increase over last year. Most infections have been in teenagers, but 9 cases are in babies less than a year old. A judge in Sturgeon Bay is dismissing a challenge to the way Wisconsin handles absentee ballot requests. The lawsuit objected to envelopes approved by the Wisconsin Elections Commission last year. The suit also sought to require written statements along with online absentee ballot requests. The ruling seen as a win for voting access. Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on 2 proposed constitutional amendments on August 13th. They'd prevent the governor from allocating federal money for the state without approval from lawmakers. Democrats say the questions are intentionally confusing, and the amendment would slow down help in an emergency.
Critical federal emergency funds could get stuck in gridlock in Madison rather than reaching first responders and the communities that are at risk.
State Party Chair Ben Wickler. Governor Evers says it would have been bad during the pandemic.
The Republicans took a 300-day vacation during the pandemic, didn't come into session. So what would I have done during that time? Nothing. I could not have responded with the money that was there.
The fall primary is August 13th. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting a funding boost. About $1.3 million in grants are going to areas along the Great Lakes. In Gibraltar, the money will go to recreation trails, which will also protect local water and wildlife.
If the swamps aren't, protected and maintained properly, that's the filters of the earth before the water gets out to the lake. So I think it's pretty important we protect those filters.
Steve Soans is the Gibraltar town chairman. Wisconsin's Education Department is releasing its youth mental health data update today. Many kids say they're anxious or nervous, and it got worse during the pandemic. State Superintendent Jill Underley says schools should offer more mental health services. Scientists in Wisconsin are testing a possible new treatment for Parkinson's disease. UW-Madison doctors say brain grafts in monkeys have shown promising results. They say motor skills improved and symptoms of anxiety and depression were reduced. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The new Wood County Jail has all of the basics in place and is set to open early next year. What looks like a jail now, with all of the major rooms built, and over the next few months, it's time for the technology to be added. This new jail has been in the works for about 20 years now, and it was just a matter of getting the county to finance it. Now, they can house more than double the number of people the old jail could at 315 inmates. Extra space also makes things easier and safer for maintenance because, unlike the old jail, they do not have to go through tight crawl spaces. This facility is also better tailored for inmates' health as well. With ventilation separate per cell block, air isn't going to be circulated facility-wide. The target date for the jail to be finished is October, and if that happens, it should open sometime in January or February. And a roller derby multi-game event will be held at the KB Whitlett Ice Arena in Stevens Point at 4 p.m. on Saturday. 2 meteor showers are expected to peak and light up the night sky this week. The Southern Delta Aquarids were most active last night through early this morning and could have housed up to 25 meteors per hour. Tonight, the minor shower, Alpha Capricornids, is known for its bright fireballs and could also bring 5 meteors per hour to the celestial party. Meteor showers are the debris left by comets and asteroids orbiting the sun that Earth encounters annually at some point during its orbital path. Wednesday night is the best time to view both showers at the same time, as the moon wanes and loses about 8% illumination each night. Sitting at just 16%, to view the meteor showers, it's best to look with your eyes only and not use any equipment such as binoculars or a telescope. This is because you'll want a clear view of the entire sky. Remember to go somewhere dark and be patient. Sit outside for at least 10 to 15 minutes to let your eyes adjust to the dark. You can register your kids now for Stuff at the Desk. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties leads this collaborative community initiative to make sure that every student has the supplies that they need to learn and succeed in school. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents or guardians must register by Thursday, August 1st at uwswac.org. And from there, you just click on the Stuff at the Desk banner. You can also call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5. School supplies will be distributed on August 16th and 17th at East Junior High School. And when you register, you can pick your time slot, so register early. And the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters have paired up with the Wisconsin Rapids PD, Stevens Point PD, and other local emergency services to host National Night Out at Witter Field on Tuesday, August 6th. From 3 to 6 p.m., Witter Field and its surroundings will host a plethora of police and fire displays. The 156th annual Wisconsin Valley Fair at Marathon Park in Wausau is this week. On Monday, crews put the finishing touches on the grandstand, food vendors, and exhibition areas. And when it comes to the grandstand, Jason Entertainment Group, based out of Hendersonville, Tennessee, takes the task on. Coming up here for the last 50 years now and helping, it's all hands on deck. With a new hydraulic stage, less manpower is needed. Jason Entertainment Group is also in charge of talent acquisition for the fair. And once the performers arrive, the look of the stage set may change. Night Ranger is set to perform tonight, with Low Cash taking the stage tomorrow, followed by Gabby Barrett on Thursday. And in West Allis, the Wisconsin State Fair is just around the corner as carnival rides are set up. Rigorous ride inspections follow. 10 state inspectors scrutinize the electrical and mechanical components this week, double-checking things that could hurt riders. The fair starts on August 1st and runs through August 11th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The Brewers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Trade deadline coming up tonight, and the Brewers sending outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. 9 years in the big leagues, 19 starts this year for Cincinnati, an ERA that started out at 3.56 but has risen into the fives. Meanwhile, just as the crew gets back Devin Williams as the closer, Trevor Megill goes on the 15-day IR. Manager Pat Murphy.
Breaking news. Trevor Megill on the IL. Lower back. He's been dealing with it for about 5 days. He'll get an MRI this afternoon. That's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
Brewers last night with a nice 8-3 win at home over the Braves. Home runs by Hoskins, Adames, Churio. NFL Packers back on the practice field today in Green Bay. The Badgers football team begins training camp for the next 2 weeks at UW-Platteville.
Well, I think it's first and foremost, it's about getting away. To really get them to, you know, get to know each other and a lot of things even a little deeper.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's nothing like a little body shaming between dudes. Even though he was just trying to help, Matt Damon told Josh Hartnett not to put on extra weight for the film Oppenheimer because he would never be able to take it off since he's over 40. It was at that point Hartnett told Damon he had already added the 30 pounds for the role. Damon is no stranger to putting on weight for a role. Or at least that's what he says. The Academy Award-winning Oppenheimer had both Josh Hartnett and Fat Damon in the cast. Speaking of Hartnett, he was happy to get the opportunity to be in Oppenheimer. Hartnett addressed his showbiz break a few years ago where he turned down two Superman roles after he says his fame was getting exhausting and experienced fans showing up at his house and a man following him one time with a gun. It was for that reason he switched from heartthrob-type roles and focused on parts where he could disappear into the character. Well, I guess you could say the summer box office is no longer slumping. History was made this past weekend as Deadpool and Wolverine raked in $211 million at the gate domestically and $444 million worldwide. Just think, if I had gone to see Deadpool as planned, you could have tacked on another $12. The third installment in the Deadpool franchise shattered a record for an R-rated movie opening. It's the fourth richest opening weekend for a superhero film in history and the biggest since Spider-Man No Way Home, which took in a ridiculous $260 million opening weekend with a more tame rating. Another milestone was achieved when last weekend's take pushed Marvel's Cinematic Universe movies past the $30 billion mark in worldwide ticket sales, making it the top grossing franchise in history, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Rounding out the top five were Twisters in week number two with a $36 million haul. Despicable Me 4 Inside Out 2 has shown incredible staying power, coming in fourth, and surprise hit Longlegs came in fifth. A good actor or actress will do anything to get the shot. In the case of Jennifer Aniston, that means getting splashed with oil like she did while shooting a scene for an episode of the new season of The Morning Show. Few details were given by the New York Post, which posted photos of her covered in black oil. The Morning Show received several Emmy nominations, including for Best Drama Series and Lead Actress for both Aniston and her co-star, Reese Witherspoon. The morning show is in its fourth season and airs on Apple TV. Gwyneth Paltrow has lots to say, and it's all important, according to Gwyneth Paltrow. On social media, the Oscar winner said she was confused about Robert Downey's announcement at Comic-Con last week that he will return to the Marvel franchise in The Avengers to play Dr. Doom. Not sure what's so confusing about that. Paltrow played Marvel character Pepper Potts, who was Downey's love interest in Iron Man. She could just be jealous he's seeing other fictional characters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow into Thursday. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy, warm, and very humid. Our high today in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, 68. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s to near 90, with a heat index in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.